This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I'm always glad to be here, always glad to be with God's people. And I was thinking of the scripture says, if ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And I'm glad I'm a disciple today, being able to eat the word of God because of the teaching. And our pastor has brought forth the word of God, the pastors in the past, and our pastor that's continuing on, bringing God's word that we may be fed. And just glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Well, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Let's focus on how we were in time past and what we have today. Before we get into that, the firstborn, thank God for our choir.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. Transformed to his image, yes we are. And so we hearken to the voice, free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. And to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls, you see it's all about salvation. Yes it is. Not of the world, not of God.
wife, Brother Richard, the choir, firstborn. Thank God, Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Enjoyed that number, and we are small in number, but we are a multitude in righteousness. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? I'm glad for understanding today because of our anointed that's going on. Moses and all of those that came after. All today, the law is set before you, and that's what's been set down through the time. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. But down through the time, there was no understanding. And so it is today. Not much understanding about God's word. A lot of talk about God said this and God said that. And they don't know God according to what's written. One might say, well, you're passing judgment. All you do is judge. That's what God's anointed to do. Let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. We're all about judgment here. And it's not about you. It's about how we should live. And if anybody want to know how you want to live for God, bring them. Tune in, because we're going to bring you what thus saith the Lord. Yes. It's going to let you know what is required. First Peter 2 and 9 says what?
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation.
Many people have read this scripture down through the years. Chosen. That's what we are. Anyone that's living for God, you're chosen to live for God, because you can't do this out of your own mind unless it's given to you. And God knows that mind. And if you have a mind to live for God, God is going to bring you. Mm-hmm. Read it again. But ye are a chosen
generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation.
So if we're holy, that lets you know if anything about your doctrine is not holy, you're not in the plan. And many times in time past, we thought we were here and we thought we were there. But you understand where you are when you come to the knowledge. God shows you where you come from and where you are. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. We're a chosen generation, royal priesthood.
And holy nation.
Holy nation. What?
A peculiar people.
That's why we're peculiar, because the world is not holy. God's people are holy. The world is not sanctified, but God's people are. And that's what makes us peculiar. Now, the world calls us strange.
Right.
The world is saying Trump is corrupt, but the ones that's calling him corrupt are the corrupt ones. Right. The world say we're strange, we're peculiar, but you're strange.
Right.
We're strange until we come to God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's good to know where things should be placed.
Yes.
What?
That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of
now,
darkness.
Now, that's why we're peculiar. We're peculiar because we're trying to show forth God.
Yes.
And because we're trying to show forth God and give God, let God get the glory,
yes,
we're considered peculiar or strange, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange because you don't see many of us. And I'm talking about anybody that lives for God. You don't find that too often in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
We're chosen. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:9. Let's go there.
Yes.
God didn't choose us when the Lord came along and died for us. That's not when he chose us. He chose us before the foundation of the world.
Thank God.
And as things come up, if we fit, God picks us like he's picking the lilies of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? That's what the earth is all about. Man is like grass, right?
Right.
And what do? With grass, we just mow it down.
Yes.
But every now and then we find flowers and nice things we want to nurture.
Yes.
That's what God does.
Isn't that beautiful?
We're like a root out of a dry ground.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God comes to nourish it. Make it grow and give you a new look. Isn't that beautiful? That's what God comes to do. 28:1 says what?
28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord.
Now, first of all, if we're going to live for God, you've got to obey God's voice.
Yes.
Yes.
God is not talking to anyone audibly.
No.
But his people.
Yes.
And when he does that, that's special.
Yes.
But until then, thy watchman shall lift up thee voice.
Yes.
Now, I don't see too many watchmen today lifting up the commandments.
Right. Yes.
The blood, love, everything, the cross, but the commandments. And that's what he was here to teach. He went about doing good.
Yes.
And he was doing the commandments. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
To observe and to do all his commandments.
Now, wait a minute. These jackleg preachers say, well, the commandments done away with. What is God talking about?
Right.
Why would God give us a plumb line to go by that he was going to destroy?
Right.
No, you cannot destroy God's word. You destroy God.
That's right.
Read it again.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
What?
To observe and to do
not just
all
to
his commandments.
Have these commandments on your wall, in your church or in your home, but to do it. So I know the golden rule. It's more than the golden rule. It's God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To observe and to do all his commandments. What?
Which I command thee this
and
day.
And it's commanded. God didn't say if you like to. Right. It's commanded to those that are about God, wanting to live for God.
Right.
That's what you come for.
Mm-hmm.
To hear what God has for us.
Yes.
And he's commanding us. Isn't that beautiful? What?
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Now, wait a minute. Someone said, you all think y'all so special. God thinks we're special.
Mm-hmm.
The people that God is calling for, he set them above all nations. Mm-hmm. And I'm just dumb enough to believe that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I believe that. I don't get intimidated because of races. I don't get intimidated because of a natural Jew. I'm a spiritual Jew. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Even the Jews were adopted.
Right.
Everybody's adopted because nobody comes here spiritual like God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lives God. Got to be made. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We need to understand in time past, we didn't know God. But so many feel like because, you know, somebody pulled us from a burning fire or jumped in front of a bus for us, that was God. No, it wasn't. That's necessarily wasn't God. What did the Lord tell that woman? You know not what you worship.
All right.
We know whom we worship.
Yes.
Because salvation of the Jews. Isn't that beautiful? You got to be a Jew. In other words, you got to be saved to save people. If the congregation, if the leader of people not saved, you can't be saved. God ain't going to draw you into a hornet's nest. He's going to draw you to where you can get comfort.
All right.
And change. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
And all these blessings shall come on thee.
Now, this is going to come on us whether you look for it or not.
Beautiful.
So as you change, the blessings come.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice.
So it's the voice.
In
other words,
God.
You got to follow somebody.
Yeah.
Even these jackleg preachers, they're leading people. But they're not God's people.
No.
Not at that time.
No.
Maybe you'll have an ear to hear as you go on. But right now, if you're up under anyone that's not bringing the commandments, that's not God's plan.
No.
Read.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
What?
And blessed shalt thou be in the
field. In other words, you're going to be blessed where you are, in the city, where it's in the field. That means the world.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Ephesians,
yes.
No. Read 9th verse. What does that say? The Lord
shall establish thee in holy people.
Now, wait a minute. Holy now.
God.
That's what God is calling for.
Yes.
It's not Baptist, Methodist. You can put any name on it. I'm not getting to the name. But the doctrine has got to be holy. Holiness. Because that's what he promised to do. Raise up a holy people. What?
Unto himself.
We live unto God. So we're not worried about what another church is doing. Right. What the neighborhood is doing. What the political realm is. We understand it. We understand what's going on, but we're not a part of the process. We don't have no vote for Trump.
All right, Pastor.
Although he seemed like a good man because he loves Israel.
All right.
And God loves those that love Israel. And God said, I'm going to bless them and bless you, Abraham. And I'm going to curse those that don't.
All, right,
all of those rising up against him, I don't think he's going nowhere. You're going to see him fall one by one.
Right.
If he has the love for Israel, which I think he does. Isn't that beautiful?
All right.
Read.
As he hath sworn unto thee.
What?
If thou shalt
there
keep.
It is again. If we keep. Mm-hmm. You can't keep God's commandments unless someone is bringing it to you.
Right.
If they are, that's the voice you need to obey, because that's God's voice. The watchman, lift up the voice. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 2.
All right.
If you observe, he has sworn unto him, and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right, Ephesians 5, what does it say?
Mm-hmm.
5 and 26, what does it say?
5 and 26, yes, Pastor.
Thank God for knowledge. Mm-hmm. I love to bring knowledge.
Yes.
And more important, I love to get it.
Yes.
Thank God. What did it say?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
The word has got to wash us. If you don't have the commandments, which is the word, how can you be washed? How can you be washed if you're not trying to get rid of all the gods before you?
Yes.
If you're not, you're taking his name in vain, making graven images. You're taking his name in vain. You forget the Sabbath. How are you keeping his word?
Right.
We didn't do that in time past. Guess what we did in time past? Went to church on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go to church at all. Sometimes went to church. Those that might go on Sabbath, but we were living holy. Right? Not in time past.
No.
And we thought we had God.
Yeah.
Scripture tells us we didn't know God.
Right.
Moreover, God didn't know us. And you know God knows all things, right? Read.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot.
Wait a minute, is that holy? Not having spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we tell different ones that we think living for God, we're trying to get rid of all spots and wrinkles. Well, can't nobody do that. Can't nobody live perfect. Well, what is God talking about?
Right. Okay.
What is holy but perfect?
Yes.
If something is not holy, it's not perfect.
Yes.
But if it's flawless, if it don't have any sin, if it's spot free, is that perfection?
Yes, it is.
That's what he's calling for.
Yes.
Read it again.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
What?
Not having spot or wrinkle.
So, no wrinkles, any such thing. What?
Or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Without blemish. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. Let's read that again.
All right, sir. Yes.
All thy getting.
All right.
Get an understanding. Isn't that beautiful? Wonderful to see faces that enjoy God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Lit up.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Want to love God's word. That's all how right. You love God.
All right.
You don't love his word. How are you going to spend eternity with him if you
all
don't
right.
love his word?
Right.
Some get want to walk away. You start talking, quoting a couple of scriptures. They're ready to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Yawning. Tired. Got business in the bottom of their shoe.
Oh.
All kind of business. Pulling gum out your clothes and stuff. Come on. Okay,
all right,
that's a little over there. All right, 1 Peter 2 and 9, what does it say?
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
What?
And holy nation, a peculiar people.
So we're holy. Anybody that see this broadcast or read that scripture, you should understand it's about holiness.
Yes.
And if you're not under the holy plan, not getting holy teaching, this don't apply to you.
Yes.
You're not in God. This is what God is looking for. It's what he called for before we got here.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness.
What?
Into his marvelous light.
Now here's the part that most people don't understand. And they read over this. We read over this at one time.
Yes.
What did the next line say? Next course scripture.
Which in time past were not a people.
We were not God's people just because we were 5 years old and said, oh, God is this, God is that. We only repeated what our parents, we thought up what we heard our neighbors say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no God.
No.
What?
But are now the people of God.
We're the people of God now. In time past, we weren't. That means before he called us to holiness,
yes.
You're not God's people. Before you show forth the praises, show forth that chain and glorify God, you don't know God. What?
Which had not obtained mercy.
Wait a minute. We didn't have no mercy. I said it again. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. Did you have no mercy?
All right.
That's what we were told and what we thought. And most people think today that they're a Christian, they have mercy today. Mm-hmm. But if you don't keep God's commandments, you don't have mercy. Because the mercy is in the commandments. You'll have it.
Yes.
Now, you can never go forward until you're able to correct where you are.
Right.
Now, if you try to hold on and say, well, no, I believe God. It was God. You'll never see God.
Right.
You have to get rid of all the negativity and all the false lies. Yeah. Say, you know what? I'm going to count it all as dung. Yes. I didn't know God, but I know him now. That's what you got to go for now. That's what God is looking for. Acknowledge him and acknowledge what you have was nothing, because it's a blessing to be able to see this. Everybody can't see it, as you will see as we go on. Read.
But now have obtained mercy.
Now we have obtained mercy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 and 23 right there. Right there. That's how you pay. That 123?
123, yes. Being born again, not of corruptible seed.
Well, that's the problem. I was born again before I got in God and really became born again. But I was born again of corruptible seed. When you've been born of a church that don't keep God's commandments, that's corruptible. Because that's God's word. His word is pure.
Yes, it is.
And you cannot take a couple of things and say, well, oh, we're a church, but we just don't, you know what? We don't recognize graven images. That's old time stuff. We don't pay attention to that one. That was back then. They had statues erected to people. We don't do that today. Yes, you do. All the images, because whoever erected the statue, it came out of here. And you got people got their own thoughts today come out of here where they think things should be. That's an image that God didn't ask you for.
That's right.
Read.
Mm-hmm. But of incorruptible by the word of God.
By the word of God. What? Mm-hmm.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
That bit of Luke 8 and 2. Let's go there.
Okay.
So we want to stay in compliance with God's word.
All right.
Because God's word don't change. If you stay in compliance, you don't either. Isn't that beautiful? You stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 8 and 10.
And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom
of God. So wait a minute. Anybody with common sense understand, why would God write this if it's so good? So I understand that. That ain't gonna, I know what a God is. You think you do? Why are we up under them then?
All right.
When we were up under them. And why are so many up under gods today if they understand what it means?
Right.
You know why they're up under? Because they don't have no power. Because they don't have God's word and haven't been born again.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see and hearing they might not understand.
So we're going to say, but now, every time I listen to this man, all he do is bash the people. I don't understand what he's talking about. They don't understand what the Lord's talking about either. And it's not given to those to know. Just to the chosen.
Yes.
Anybody that's traveling for God and really want to find out what God is requiring, you're going to understand what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
Beautiful.
What?
Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
The seed is the word.
Mm-hmm.
The field is the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Field is the word.
Yes.
The seed is the word.
All right.
Field is the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You read 12?
No, Pastor.
Well, read.
Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts.
What are you talking about? I heard this broadcast and it sure made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Here come grandpa, gramps, grandma. Here come daughter. Here come neighbor. That's old. That's old cult over there. Ain't nothing to that. That's the devil. But it sound right. You going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Blood has covered us. Yeah, you're right. They're gone. Took everything away.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, if you hear the truth and it sounds good, don't discuss it with the one you're sitting next to.
Right, that's right.
You contact the one you hear it from.
Because
if you discuss with anybody else, they ain't going to understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But if you hear, be like Paul. He didn't try to say, can y'all blind too? He didn't say that. He got blind. He just led on until he got his sight back and followed the instruction that was given him.
Yes.
He was the one who heard the voice. Nobody else heard it. This is for the chosen. Isn't that
right.
Beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 147.
All right.
And 19. We read this all the time.
All right, Pastor.
But as I say, I'm here to acknowledge I've been reading scriptures for 30 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just now coming to more and more knowledge.
Yes,
in these last 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I came to knowledge up under past leadership, and I'm gaining more knowledge. Because the scripture says the increase of his government, there's no end to that. Somebody's going to always have more knowledge, and it's for God's people.
Yes.
It's food. It's for us. Isn't that beautiful? 147 and 19, what does it say?
He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgment unto Israel.
Now, wait a minute. That's so clear to understand. Why God have to show it to you? That means he has to give you understanding, because it's more than what you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People see God. It's more than what you see. Because
yeah,
what we see is limited because
right.
of a natural eye. But there's much more. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
He showeth his word unto Jacob. What?
Mm-hmm. His statutes and judgments unto Israel.
Wait a minute. That's God's people. As I say, in time past, we were not a people. But are we Israel today? So, yes, we're Israel. We don't have to put on the church Israel lights. We ain't got to do that. You can call yourself whatever name you want to call it. Church of the firstborn. But what is your doctrine? The 10 precepts. This is spirit. This is God. This is our doctrine. And you can't change it. What?
He hath not dealt so with any nation.
Wait a minute. No other person, no other nation, because individuals are nations, but nobody else has God showed this to, just the chosen.
Right.
And if you're chosen, you are Israel. We are Israel. We are Jews. We've been adopted. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He hath not dealt so with any nation. What?
And as for his judgments, they have not known them.
Wait a minute.
Praise ye the Lord.
Although many can quote it, they don't know it.
Right.
To know it, you got to keep it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 119 and 89.
All right.
I love that scripture. I love all the scriptures. There's not a scripture I don't like.
All right.
There's some scriptures that make you feel uncomfortable because you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But we love it. Psalms 119 and 89. What does it say?
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
If the commandments is God's word and it's settled in heaven forever, that means you can't change it. It's just impossible. If it's settled, that means we're finished here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the Lord said, it's finished, I don't see any prophet say he's coming back, something he had to redo. No, he told the Lord, it's finished. That means for all time, not coming back here again to die again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
The word is settled. Can't change it. So, you know what? I think we're going to recognize the day he rose. You can recognize all you want, but this don't change. What God asks us to do don't change. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What are you reading?
The 90th.
Read 125.
125. Mm-hmm.
119, 125. What does it say?
Yes, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies.
Listen, that's what... And why we're up under the voice, to get understanding. And he said, I will give them pastors and teachers that will feed them with knowledge.
Yes.
Give them pastors after my heart. Yes. So God, I want you to know what he wants you to know in this time, according to what he wants us to know.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you can get on the midnight, or you can ask and say, well, pastor, what is so-and-so-and-so? I said, I'm going to study tonight. That don't mean you're going to get anything. God gives you as he sees fit when it's time, not when you want it. Prior leadership had many thoughts and many references to scriptures we didn't understand. But as we went on, I got understanding.
Yes.
And I have more understanding because God has given
That's
more increase.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
It is time for thee, Lord, to work.
What?
For they have made void thy law.
Wait a minute. The law is the word.
Yes.
And I haven't even begun to get into the lesson too much.
Beautiful.
You all stay with us because we're going to get into more of this. Keep reading.
All right. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold.
Beautiful. Love thy commandments. What? Above what?
Above gold.
Now, wait a minute. Why would God say that David is a man of my own heart?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he was after was the commandments.
Right.
That was God.
Yes.
Why would God destroy something that the one that was after his own heart just loved?
Yes.
His word. They can't change the word.
Yes.
Therefore, I love the commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. What?
Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right.
Oh, wait a minute. I think there's a rest day here. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be right. But somebody changed it.
Right.
That devil came along in somebody and said, we're going to do a good thing. We're going to recognize that he rose. Well, they lied about that. He didn't rise on first day. He rose on sometime after the Sabbath day. Not that whole 24-hour period.
No, right.
But at the end of the 12 hours, like we remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The day, after the day was over, he got up. Before the first day of the week. When they came, he was gone. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Yes. Read.
And I hate every false way.
Well, that's what Sunday is.
Right.
Anybody tuning into this site or wherever you hear us, Sunday is just as false as the devil is.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. 128. What did that say? No. Read a little further down.
Thy
down
to 128. Yes,
yeah, we read that. Let's go to 152. Let's go there.
Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
Wait a minute.
All right.
This is forever.
Mm-hmm.
Again, where do you see the first day of the week in there? See, well, that was done away with. God knew we couldn't keep it. Well, if God knew we couldn't keep it, why was it done away with forever? Now, what he did do away with was a system that was a replica of himself, the sheep's. He said, we're going to quit killing all these sheep. The next sheep going to die is you and I.
All right.
That's the sheep going to die.
Yes.
He was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Yes. That's over. He didn't come back to be slain again.
No.
Any other sheep will be slain is going to be you and I.
All right.
Not
thank God.
Natural animals.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Read.
Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word.
Quicken me according to thy word.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Salvation is far from the wicked. For they seek not thy statutes.
Let's read 160. What does that say?
160. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Wait a minute now.
Beautiful.
So now we're going to recognize Sunday. Hmm. What are we going to do with this one? We had one minister came and said, what are we going to do about Sunday? The Lord embraced. No, he didn't embrace it Sunday. Sunday ain't nowhere embracing this. It's out. What we're going to do is say, well, if what the scripture says,
yes, Pastor.
It says, the word is true from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And every one of thy righteous
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.